Bibles this morning. I'd like to share with you again out of the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. And I will pick up reading at the 7th verse, and I'll read down through verse 13. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, beginning at verse 7, the Bible reads, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thy fear is God, seest thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a trinket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son." Let us keep in mind verses 8 as well as verse 13. "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a trinket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son." Supporting scripture this morning coming from Philippians 4 and 19, where the Bible reads, "But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory." And also the 23rd Psalms, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We are to use a thought as subject this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought, "I belong to a God of provision." I belong to a God of provision.
Just as powerful today as it was that Jesus hanged there on the cross. And I don't know about you, but I'm just glorifying my God. Hallelujah for being a loving God, a God that we can always depend on, and a God that has shed his precious blood for you and I. I know, hallelujah, that the blood still works. I know that, as it's been said in times past, that my Redeemer lives. And if your Redeemer lives, then he ought to live within inside of you. We are thankful to God. We are thankful to God for allowing us another time to come and to just lift up his holy name. And it's not because of any of our goodness, but it's only because we serve a mighty God. Not only is he a mighty God, but he's a merciful God, a loving God. And I'm so glad he's a forgiving God. Anybody in here glad this morning that God looked beyond your fault and saw a need to bless your soul? Anybody know that it's not because of you? It's not the thing that you've done. It's all because of him. And then if you get in the word enough, you'll know that God loves us and done so much for us. Didn't do it for you. He did it because he made you. And because you belong to him. And that he has made, he loves and he takes care of us in a mighty special way. And so I'm so glad this morning to be able to stand before the people of God and declare that I belong to a God of provision. You ought to know who you belong to this morning. And we thank God this morning because the Bible declared that we were all bought with a price. And we, many of us, we think we are all of that. We think we so much, but what would we be if it wasn't for the Lord? We feel like we've come a mighty long way, and many have made many accomplishments in life, but you got to understand that all of your strength and your power comes from the power of a loving God.
And it is that God that has blessed us and allowed us this morning to come into this holy sanctuary to glorify his name. And not only to glorify his name, but to worship him in spirit and in truth. Give us an opportunity to just thank God together and to join our voices together. And I know that God has been good because he's good every day. And even those times when we wasn't good to ourselves, God was still good to us. Anybody honest enough to know that a lot of time the rut that you were in was a rut that you dug for yourself? A lot of time the trouble that you found yourself in was trouble that you found for yourself. And many of us were told at a very young age, trouble is easy to get into, but very hard to get out. And how many of you know that there's so many of us got to try it our own way? We got to see it for ourselves. And no matter who tell you or how many times you've been witness to, or somebody said that I've already crossed over that bridge that you got to cross over, we still got to have a mindset, well, I got to go across anyhow. Anyhow, folk in here, realize that I'm going to trust and I'm going to do what I can while I have a chance. And so I'm just thankful that I have another chance this morning to glorify my God. Another chance to tell God thank you. And I realized that time moves so fast. It was just last year, as Brother Gibb had shared with us, and seemed like it was yesterday that I was right there in Lincolnton, Georgia, talking to God's people about God and celebrating another Hearst reunion. And God has blessed us. We've celebrated our love one for another, and we just thank God because if it had not been for him, we would not exist. We got to thank God from whence we have come from. We think about the days of old when women had 18, 19, and 20 children, and yet they still survived. I thank God to come from a legacy and have that many children and to know that God is able to place us all over the world. And I just thank God for my space in the place, because if it had not been for God, if it had not been for Fannie Mae and Willie Hurst getting together, then I wouldn't be standing here right now. So I don't know about you, but I thank God from whence I come from. I thank God that the Lord God gave me life, and after giving me life, then I got to use that life for some kind of good. So I just thank God for the Hurst family this morning for being here in such high numbers. And I commend our president, Brother Fun, did a mighty fine job. And I love my cousin, because my cousin is real. My cousin is true. My cousin is one that loves God and is a God-fearing man. And not only is he one that I know that he has my back, but he has me in his prayers. And he was so worried about me on yesterday to where he made me change my mind. I came and parked that car and got in another car just so I wanted to let him know that I'm going to change the car and I'm going to be all right. It is wonderful to be loved. And sometimes when you are loved, love comes at you at an angle that you don't realize that sometimes it's just concern. Some folks like to think that people are nosy, but everybody's not nosy. That there's somebody concerned about your well-being. There's somebody concerned that things will work out for your good. So I just thank God for allowing us to be together. And not only Brother Fun, but the committee and those that came out to the family meetings and those that got everything together. All of the cooks from Friday and for Saturday did a masterful job. And so we got a lot to be thankful for. Many family members that have come and many family members have already gone, but we thank God for those that are yet still here. So I thank God that he allowed the family another opportunity to come together, and nobody is dead. Nobody is in a tragic accident. We're just together because we want to be together. And we're in God's house because we want to be in God's house. I'm talking to the people of God this morning, because every one of you, my brother, my sister, my cousin, we are all related because of the blood of Christ. So if anybody want to claim some ownership, all of us belong to one another. You looking at your cousin sitting right beside you, and you ought to hug that brother that you hadn't talked to in a mighty long time, because we ought to take advantage of the time that we have. The life is a vapor that is here for a little while, and then it vanishes away. You got to do what you can while you have a chance. And I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God for being planted in a family that knows how to teach you how to love one another. Hallelujah.
Family takes care of one another. Family will extend an extra hand to even the loved ones and the friends, because I come from a family that opened up their doors. I come from a family that didn't see no big eyes or little eyes. I come from a family that didn't have to say where you belong or who you belong to. But baby, if you want a biscuit, I got a biscuit. We are blessed to be a blessing. And so I thank God. I thank God for didn't understand in the day. But when you got a lot of children, that means that you got to take care of some things. And that starts early in the morning and go throughout the day, because you know how children eat. See my grandma standing in the kitchen cooking in the morning like she cooking Sunday dinner. And that's just breakfast. And now we're living in a time of microwave, Pop-Tarts, McDonald's. Nothing like some good old grits cooked on the stove that get right there in your gut. You don't even have to have no sausage. You don't have to have no bacon. There were times when some mornings all I had was just a bowl of grits. But them grits made me feel good. Them grits filled up my stomach. Them grits made me realize that I can make it for another day. So I thank God from where I come from. This is truly a day that the Lord God has made, and the Bible declares we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We ought to be glad that God blessed us to be in the house one more time. I'm happy to be standing here and declaring the good news that Jesus still saves. My God is still a mighty good God, and there's nothing that he cannot do. I've been blessed by the word of God, and I thank God for he allowed me an opportunity to stand, because God wants us to be an encouragement to one another. So God sends a word of encouragement to all of the people of God as a friendly reminder that whatever you need this morning, God got it. If you need anything from the Lord, all you got to do is trust and believe. Believers that have tried him and asked him, and you know that you got just what you wanted. Somebody said that you got to be careful what you ask for. So when you ask God for a little more grace, then you got to be ready for that grace. When you ask God to put me on the right path, then when God puts you on the right path, that's for a reason. And you got to know that God wants the people of God to humble themselves and to turn from our wicked ways and stop being so hateful one to another and learn how to trust the power of a loving God. We're living in a time when we ought to have more togetherness and more love, but in reality, it's totally the opposite. We are scattered and we are divided. We don't like one another. We don't care that much for one another. And most of the time, we find ourselves just going through the motions. But I wonder, is there anybody that trusts that you're going to live until you die? Is there anybody that knows that God blesses you despite yourself? And I'm here to let you know that you got to be aware and keep your guard up, because the enemy is still out there. The enemy is trying to rob you of everything that you got. The enemy is trying to break you down, for the Bible declares he's going to and fro, seeking whomsoever he may devour or destroy. The enemy is out to get you, so I want to let you know that if you got any joy, you better hold on to it this morning. Because that old enemy is trying to strip you of your joy. He's trying to take away your peace of mind. And you got to learn that there's a time that you got to steal away and talk to your God. Anybody been talking to God? Anybody got a praying spirit this morning? Then you got to have a mind that every now and again you got to pray to the Lord your God. Now, in order to pray to God, you got to have somebody or something to pray to. And I come to let you know that it ought to be God. That God that in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. That same God that made us from the dust of the ground in his own image. That God that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and after we became a living soul. That God I'm talking about is the one that allowed me to move and allowed me to have my very being. The God I'm talking about is whenever I open up my mouth, a sound will come out. I'm talking about a God that I can always trust in. And in order for you to talk to God, you got to know who he is. Anybody know who God is? How many of you know that he is the one that sits high? He is the one that looks down low. How many of you just heard about God, or do you know God for yourself? Where are my believers at this morning? Where are those that know that you are a child of the Most High King? Where are those that have personalized this thing? You see, you got to have a personal walk with your God. You got to know that it's more than just a scripture out of the Bible. You ought to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Anybody know God to be a shepherd? Don't you know the shepherd watch over his sheep? The shepherd don't never close his eyes and sleep, but the shepherd is always standing right there. Anybody know that the Lord is your shepherd? I want to beg and I want to thank God because I can personalize this thing that God is my shepherd. And I don't have to want for anything because I found out that when things began to go rough, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still water. So when trouble comes, I got somewhere that I can find a resting place. I found out that there are times that I get the breath knocked out of me, but God restored my soul, leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for I can be glorified, not so I can be edified, but anybody want to humble yourself? If you help me, I get up out of here. I got somewhere else to go this afternoon, and I want to save a little bit for them, but I got to do what I got to do. I don't know whether I'll be there or not this afternoon, but I'm here right now, and I'm here to let somebody know that the Lord is my shepherd. I'm here to let somebody know that I belong to a God that has all of the provisions that I need. I want to let you know that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Is there anybody in here happy about Jesus? Anybody know that God will make a way out of no way? I will fear no evil. For as I walk down through the valley in the shadow and the power of death, I know that there's somebody out to get me. I know that there's some naysayers out there. There's some haters out there, but I belong to the power of a loving God. I heard the word of Paul say, but my God shall supply all of my needs. Anybody got a need this morning? Anybody want to trust the power of God? I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel to let somebody know that I love the Lord. Is there anybody that love your God? You ought to say, yeah, I love my God. I know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. And I serve a God this morning. He is a God of provision. And I belong to that God. I stopped by to tell you about a man by the name of Abraham. Abraham loved God with all of his heart. But one day the Lord God came, and the Lord God began to tempt Abraham. He said, Abraham, you've been waiting on Isaac for a mighty long time. I gave you this child in your old age, and I know that you love your child with all of your heart. But the Bible say, take now thine son, thine only son Isaac, the one that you love, and take him to Mount Moriah. When you get to Mount Moriah, I want you to offer a burnt offering. I want Isaac to be that burnt offering, because I am a child of the mighty King. Don't you know you got to be obedient and do what the Lord God said do? Even when you don't understand, you still got to trust the power of God. When you don't know how to do what you got to do, all you got to do is open up your mouth. All you got to do is open up your heart and let the Lord God lead you. And God will lead you where you got to go. Now the Bible says that Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled up his donkey, and he got the wood. He got everything for the burnt offering, and he went to the place where God told him to go. Now they tell me that on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. In other words, I see, Lord, where you told me to go. And I'm on my way where you told me to go. Abraham got up all the young men. He said, young men, you stay right here. You just stay here because I got some business that I got to go take care of. Is there anybody in the house that know that there comes a time when God get ready to bless you? You got to leave some of the other folk out of your way. You can't let everybody in into your secret closet. You can't let everybody know what the Lord getting ready to do. But when you tell somebody what God getting ready to do, somebody gonna put a stumbling block in your way. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And Abraham did what the Lord God told him to do. Abraham got up there and he got ready for the burnt offering. He laid the wood in place on the altar. He took the fire in his hand. He got out the long knife and he began to hold it up in the air. And it began to get ready. I heard old brother Isaac say, oh father, I see the wood, I see the knife, I see the fire, but where is the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, my God whom I serve, I belong to a providing God. I belong to a God of provision. So whatever I need, God got it. But I'm going to trust the power of God. Now I want to let you know this morning that Isaac wasn't no little bitty baby. Isaac was a young man at this time. And Isaac realized that I love my daddy. And if my daddy tell me to lay on the wood, I'm going to lay down on the wood. Isaac didn't realize that he was about to lose his life. But he served a mighty God. And the God that Abraham was, Abraham began to trust the power of God. He said, I love my son Isaac, but the Lord God told me to take his life. So he took up the knife and he got ready to stab his son. But an angel cried out from the heaven and said, Abraham, oh Abraham, do thy son no harm. Don't hurt the lad. I see now that you love me. I know that there's nothing between me and thee. You love me with all of your heart. And I want to let you know that my God will provide. For Abraham looked around and he looked in the thicket and there was a ram there. Don't you know God will provide. Anybody know him as a provider? Anybody know that he's your God? Have God ever made a way for you when it seemed like nothing else was going to do? God stepped into your situation and you almost gave up in despair. You were walking around with your hands all up in the air and you began to cry out in the name of Jesus. And somebody said, but God, the devil thought he had it. But God, I've been down and out. But God, I don't have a job. But God, that is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He'll feed me when I get hungry. He'll be my doctor in my sick room. My God is the best thing that I ever had. Is there anybody in the house that belongs to the power of a loving God? I belong to a God of provision. God provided a way for me because I was a sinner and a wretch undone. I was on my way to hell. But my God looked down and he saw a little wretch like me. He picked me up out of the dirt, turned me all around, made everything all right. He said, John, you can't do it by yourself. So he sent his son Jesus and he went to Calvary's Hill, hung there on the cross. He died and he died. He got up on the third day. And I don't know about you, but is there anybody in the house that believe in the same God? Do you have the same God running in your veins? Somebody ought to say yeah. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Do you have your God in your life right now? I serve a mighty God. I belong to a mighty God, a God of provision. When I don't have, he give me back. When I'm weak, my God makes me strong. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God, and my God is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I belong. I belong to a God of provisions. In other words, my God will provide whatever I need. Now, you might say that I don't need it. You might say I don't have no business with it. But if God said I can have it, if God said I can have it, what God has for me, it is for me. weapon. Woo! Whatever it is, if it's for you, God got it. And you got to trust your God. You got to learn how to tell the devil you a liar. Not today, devil. Get behind me, devil. Because I serve a mighty God. And he is a God of provision, a way making God, a prayer answering God, a God that will put your life back together. All you got to do is trust him. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't have to want for anything because my God supplies my every need. And when I don't know where the need's going to come from, God got a ram in the tree. All you got to do is look around and see. And God has a blessing in store for you this morning. He is a God of provision.